From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. 11 parents in Pennsylvania are suing their school district for requiring students to learn about intelligent design. The school board says intelligent design is a scientific alternative to evolution as an explanation for life on Earth. The parents from the Dover School District complain that this is a way to teach religion in public schools. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has the details.
In October, the school board in Dover, Pennsylvania, voted 6-3 that teachers must tell students that evolution is a theory that is still being tested, a theory that has gaps in it. They said teachers must also present the alternative theory of intelligent design, that an external intelligence created the world. Some parents were outraged, saying this is a way to bring God into science class.
Frankly, intelligent design is a Trojan horse for getting religious creationism back into the public schools.
Vic Valchek is the legal director of the ACLU in Pennsylvania.
Teaching public school students about religion's important role in world culture and world history is proper, but disguising a particular religious belief as science is not.
Michael Behe, who teaches biochemistry at Lehigh University and is author of a book on intelligent design, says he can't speak to Dover's policy. But, he says, intelligent design is often characterized as a religious theory, and that's wrong.
Intelligent design doesn't start from any scriptures or any revelations or anything like that. It starts simply from the facts of nature and says, are these things best explained as the results of, say, Darwinian evolution, that is, random mutation and natural selection, or are they best explained as the results of deliberate intelligent design?
He says it's like driving through South Dakota and suddenly seeing Mount Rushmore out of the window.
Somebody who saw it for the first time would not think that it was the product of erosion or wind or rain or anything like that. He'd quickly realize that it was the product of intelligent activity,
which he says could point to God or some other entity. Behe believes that students should get to learn about this theory, though the policy must be crafted carefully. But even the Discovery Institute, which is the chief advocate for teaching intelligent design, says in a statement that the Dover policy is misguided because it could restrict teachers from teaching anything about the origins of life. And that could be illegal, says Vic Valchek at the ACLU. He says the U.S. Supreme Court has been clear that public schools cannot undermine the teaching of evolution and has struck down attempts to bring scientific creationism, a biblical account for the origin of life, into the classroom as well.
In 1987, the Supreme Court said that creationism cannot be taught in the science class. We're hopeful that the courts will now again tell the people who are fighting against the teaching of evolution in science classes that intelligent design doesn't belong there either.
The Dover School Board declined to comment for this story, but in the past, Michael Buckingham, the school board member who is the main proponent of adding intelligent design to the curriculum, said it is downright fraud to portray only one theory as valid, and that he only wanted a balanced presentation. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.